Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Today I'll be talking about Chapel Roan, an emerging artist known for her explosive pop bangers and campy stage looks. She's been one of my favourite artists for a while now. I first discovered Chapel Roan back in 2020 with the release of her iconic song Pink Pony Club. The song is about Roan's first time at a gay bar and how it felt to see people being loud and proud. It also touches on her dream of becoming a go-go dancer. Pink Pony Club is a vibrant club anthem that didn't gain much traction initially, as it was released during the height of COVID-19 when parties were non-existent, unless, of course, you were part of the Tory government. The song really resonated with me because it was a time when I was beginning to accept my own queerness, and I found that many of her releases mirror my journey towards self-discovery. Pink Pony Club became my first gay anthem. When she released the song, her label at the time actually dropped her. They wanted her to have a dark, angsty, indie girl image, hoping to mould her into the next Lorde, but that style didn't resonate with her. After that, she returned home to Missouri and funded her career herself by working at a drive-thru. She continued to release the kind of music she wanted to make, with follow-up singles like Naked in Manhattan, a playful coming-of-age song about sexuality and self-discovery, My Kink is Karma, a track about reveling in the downfall of an ex-boyfriend, and Feminine Om and Om, a song about men being disappointing. These three songs really cemented her raunchy, relatable lyricism that is so satisfying to listen to. It feels natural and leaves a lot of room for experimentation with instrumentation and production, which is heavily produced by 1980s synth pop and early 2000s pop songs. This style also allows Roan to play around with her vocals, which are, simply put, show-stopping. Eventually, she signed her producer, Dan Nigro's new label under Island Records and began opening for Olivia Rodrigo on her Guts tour. From here, she really started to enter the public consciousness, leading her to her big set at Coachella, where she delivered the iconic line, "I am your dream girl's dream girl. I am your favourite artist, and I'm serving exactly what you are." And there's another word that I can't say. That line is an homage to drag queen Alaska Thunder, I can't say that word either, and her entire look is heavily inspired by drag culture, which she's a big fan of. You can see a lot of these nods throughout her performances. She's even known for having drag queens open her shows on tour, and she considers Chapel Roan to be her drag persona. Now, let's talk a bit about her style and the visual aspect of her career, because that's really interesting to me. Chapel Roan is heavily inspired by drag culture, and this is clear when you look at her stage outfits. She also cites burlesque, theatre and horror movies as inspirations for how she presents herself and her brand. She has these iconic big red curls, stark white foundation beneath bright eyeshadow and blush, and the campy outfits that make her stand out from most pop artists nowadays. The only artist I see having as much fun with their stage looks might be Sabrina Carpenter, who has her own recognisable style. Oops. One of her most memorable looks to me was when she showed up to her NPR Tiny Desk concert as a caricature of an 80s prom queen. She wore a goofy pink dress, her hair teased to the heavens with a little crown perched on top, butterflies and cigarettes in her hair, and lipstick on her teeth. Throughout the performance, she was committed to this blasé attitude, checking a flip phone between songs and chewing gum. It's iconic and, in many ways, a nod to Kaylee's, the artist's real name, initial dreams of breaking into the acting industry. Another memorable look was when she painted her whole body green and dressed up as the Statue of Liberty for the New York City Governor's Ball. She emerged onto the stage from a huge apple-shaped bong. It was crazy. This sort of campy style was still present in her earlier work when she was funding her career herself. A lot of it was handmade and thrifted, showing that you don't need a lot of money to look the part. This visual aspect also bleeds into the music videos for her songs. For example, the Naked in Manhattan video shows her traipsing around New York in ridiculous 80s prom dresses. Casual has her navigating an ambiguous relationship with a mermaid and dancing in a theatrical cave. My Kink is Karma leans into the burlesque and theatre, and Red Wine Supernova has a magician aesthetic. Her music videos are visual masterpieces that bring the sonic universe she's created to life. One thing I really respect about Chapel Roan is how open she has been about the trials and tribulations of sudden fame and how she's rejected some of the pressures that come with celebrity status. She's spoken out about fans crossing boundaries and invading her privacy and how jarring it can be for people to believe they have a right to her time and attention just because they listen to her music. I think it's important for artists to do this because, with how prevalent social media is today, fans often develop a false sense of connection with their favourite artists, believing they know them or are friends with them just because they get a glimpse into their personal lives through Instagram. I'm going to take a sip of water now. It's a thin line for artists to tread because they need this parasocial connection in a way. Where would they be without the people who listen to them and keep up with them? But that doesn't mean a fan is entitled to their time or their private life. It must be incredibly uncomfortable to have people speak to you about you like they know you. We can all fall prey to this behaviour. I still do sometimes. But I thankfully reached a point where I realised that celebrities are humans. I know that I'd feel weird if someone came up to me knowing everything about me while I knew nothing about them and asking for hugs and so on. Imagine random people knowing your whole life story. That's got to be tough. So I think it's admirable to see an artist set these boundaries early on, because once you let people get away with these things, it's hard to stop them. I hope it sets a precedent for future artists to set boundaries too, and for fans to be more respectful of their favourite musicians. I'm almost done. Now, let's talk about some of her songs. Good Luck Babe, Coffee, and Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl. I chose Good Luck Babe because it's one of her most popular songs so far, pretty digestible to the average pop listener, but it also showcases her incredible vocals and has catchy lyrics with a clear, queer theme. I chose Coffee because it's a bit of a slower paced song than many of her other ones. I think it really showcases the more mature tone of her voice. The chorus is especially beautiful, almost mournful, as if she knows she's about to make a mistake with a past lover, which is what the song is, which the song is about avoiding. And finally, Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl, because it's just so fun. I remember listening to it at first and thinking, what is this? But it really grew on me, and now it's one of my favourite songs. It starts off with an electronic, futuristic beat coming in while Chapel complains about a Friday night on a date with a man wearing ugly jeans. It reminds me of an old Gaga song. It reminds me of an old Gaga song and also Vogue by Madonna. It's so incredibly fun to listen to, you can't help but dance to it. It's the perfect club song. These three songs really showcase the diverse sounds throughout her recent releases and demonstrate that there's something for everyone. Unless you're incredibly boring, then don't listen to them, because boring is not a word anyone could associate with Miss Roan. Chapel Roan is a force to be reckoned with, and I hope she sticks around in the industry for a long time, because I'm really excited to see how her career progresses. It feels like watching history being made in real time. She's a key part of the lesbian pop renaissance, as people have coined it, alongside other artists like Renee Rapp and Rachel Chinnariri. It's wonderful to see an openly and proudly queer woman having such success, and I hope it continues. She's been teasing a new song called Subway at recent concerts, and I'm hoping for another album and tour soon. I'll do anything to get tickets. Did you know she has a dress-up theme for all her concerts? How fun is that? Some of the themes include Hannah Montana and Slumber Party. Keep an eye out for her, because she's only going to get bigger and better. This has been my podcast on Chapel Roan. Thanks for listening.